Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome into episode 60 of Coffee and Shell. I am your host, Sleeves, joined by my two co-hosts, as always, Kesso and Pod. Nice light. Nice.
I forgot.
Look at this production. We got like a little bit of a different background. Boys, it has been like 2 weeks. We completely skipped the holidays. So
That's good.
We needed to reset. We got a lot to talk about today. So, like we always do. How was your holidays? We'll start with Padre. Padre, what did you do? Anything cool happen? Did you do anything fun?
Well, I got COVID.
All right, on to Kesso. How was your holidays?
We all got COVID. So my wife got it, or my wife got it, and then my daughter got it, and then my son, who's only like 13 weeks old, got it. And the only reason why we found out we had COVID was because we had to take him to the hospital because he had a fever. Because they tell you to do that like in the first like part of like they're like, I can't remember how many months it is, whatever they say to take him. And he had 102 fever, and then they test him while he's there. And then they're like, oh, he had COVID. I'm like, oh, great. So we all have COVID. So then I was like the last one to get it. I'm like, I'm not going to get it. I already had it. I got it. But luckily we were like right or whatever, like 7 days before Christmas. So it was like perfect timing. So we were able to at least do stuff on Christmas, and it was good. I mean, I think we were all just a little tired. Just like we were talking about this before the episode, like Kesso, just kind of, when you have kids, especially, it just makes it like you just run around all day and stuff. And
dude, yeah, it's a full time. Like it's great, but it's like insane, man. I've never been more tired all the time.
Always.
Like I've been off work for like 10 days or something, like a Christmas break, I guess. And it's like every night, like my wife and I might stay up to like one or something and like watch TV. But like she falls asleep at like midnight, and I'll be like, oh, I can play some Rivals games, so I fall asleep at 3. And the baby wakes up at like 4 or 5, and you hear that.
Dude, you were grinding Rivals till 3 in the morning, I'm hearing?
Dude, I can't sleep at night, you know? Like it's like that 1 or 2 hour block that it's like nobody else is up in the house. So it's like, yes. Nice if it gets quiet. But no, holidays were cool. There's a lot of like running around. It was so busy. Like I need like a vacation from whatever this vacation was.
Mine like came and went so quickly. I didn't even put my tree up in my like in my.
Well, studio. You were still working all the time.
I mean, I guess yeah, but like I guess I don't consider it work. But like yeah, like it was like my wife was off work on the 23rd. We had her family over, and then the 24th was nothing. Usually it's her with her mom's family, but we did that on the 23rd, and then the 25th, my dad came over. And the 26th, I went and saw my mom's side of the family. But and then it's like over. It's like done. New Year's Eve. What'd you do? Kesso.
My daughter fell asleep at 8 o'clock. My wife and I watched Succession for like 4 hours on HBO.
That's what we sick.
Did. Dude, last year today I'd be like hungover. This year it's like it's such a big adjustment.
What'd you do yesterday?
Not a ton. We actually just it's the weather's been awesome here. Like it was
it's been really good here.
It was 60 degrees after being -5. I know, like for the Canadians out there, I'm talking in Fahrenheit, so. Yeah, it was -5 like a week ago. So we were able to like, you know, go outside. I literally spent an hour cleaning up dog crap. I'm not even kidding. I cannot believe these dogs pooped about 5 bags in 3 months. And it was I did some stuff like that. I went out, walked the dogs. We set up my daughter's jolly
ring
jumper.
In the new year.
Yeah, now we just watched the ball drop, and my daughter didn't make it to midnight, but 11 o'clock our time, but. Yeah, it was nothing crazy. Today we went to like a jumping place or whatever. So
I saw that on Instagram.
My daughter was jumping around, getting her energy out. It's kind of funny. You kind of like, all right, let's just tire them out.
Did you do any of the jumping?
I actually did a little bit. And but she's very like feeble, so if I jumped, when she would like jump with me, and I'd jump like a little bit, and then I'd bounce her, and she'd fly up every single time she'd come down, she'd get hurt. And then I was like, oh, whatever. It's funny, we were talking today, this is a little off topic, but my daughter's a big fan of Sleazy. She always hears me go, because my wife's like, oh, daddy's got to go do his podcast, because like, we're getting ready for bed, daddy's got to do his podcast with Sleazy. Or with Sleaze, she'll say, and then my wife's like, I like Sleaze, or whatever. So the other day, I was FaceTiming in Discord, and I go, say hi to Sleaze and Kesso. And she, like, said hi to Sleaze. She, like, knows now. Like, when that's, I'm like, hilarious. I'm going to do the podcast. It's the funniest thing, so.
It's good stuff, man. It warms the heart seeing stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, I'm warming Sleazy up for a kid. That's what I'm doing right here. I'm just kind of pulling his heartstrings.
It'll be a cold day in hell, I think, man. I'm still,
Hey, you know what's funny? When Kesso goes, you still have to work, it is kind of funny. Like, you and like Walmart and maybe are the only guys that like work on Christmas, because they go, oh, here's a Christmas card for you that comes out on Christmas. Make a video.
Bro, okay, yo, I'll tell you, yeah, behind the curtains on that. So I like DM'd EA and was like, hey, I don't want to know the cards, but can I get a heads up of like when you're going to put them out? And it was like, the general consensus was like, it was like 8 a.m. And I was like, awesome. This is like 11:45. All right. I go to bed. I just finished streaming at like Christmas Eve, right? And I'm exhausted. Lay in bed, you know, in just straight up in the boxers, all cozy, my dog's on my feet. And then like my notifications went off that like it's like, yo, check out the new Christmas pack. It's like midnight. I'm like, God damn, I get out of bed, I'm grumbling. My wife's like, where you going? I'm like, I gotta go stream. I'm so mad about it. Went downstairs, fired up a stream till 2. Then I had to spend an hour recording a video of like which ones are like the good one. They were all exactly the same.
Yeah.
And then went to bed at like 4 a.m. Got up again at on Christmas Day at like 8 so that I could, my family could come over. And I was just like, dude, like it was frustrating. It was annoying. It was. I thought I was gonna get like a nice night's sleep just to chill, but nope. It was midnight. Midnight, the biggies.
Since Nations of Hockey is like our first topic, yeah, who did you pick?
Whoa, what did you just do, Sleaves? We have to call that out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We upped our production, but not really. I just kind of made like 8 new scenes, so now you guys can stop complaining about not seeing what topic we are on the left here, or the right. My you're right. So now we can see. We are now talking about Nations of Hockey. Look at that.
Sorry. So who did you guys take for your Christmas cards? Like, Kesso, who did you take?
I always value in these ones. I go center and defense. Those are always the most valuable positions, right? So I don't know if there were any good centers. I have Beagle anyway. So I saw that TJ Brody that had gold stick him up. So I was like, worst case, he's going to be on my team on like the third pairing for a couple months. So I picked him.
Yeah,
and he's not that bad. I deactivated stick him up. But, yeah, who'd you pick?
I picked Krejci because of course. We'll get to that later. I'm an old gen boy now, so I went to the old gen console. So I had to restart my team, and I know Sleazy's not a fan of it, but we'll talk about that later. But I took Krejci because I needed somebody to win me a draw, like every time too.
If you don't have Beagle, that's what I said, dude. Yeah. I said in my video, if you don't have Beagle, like Krejci's probably the play no matter what, because like at least gold quick draw is like useful, like you know what I mean, like and he had 92 speed. Quietly, you could probably put him on the wing. You know, like, but he's useless with his abilities.
And the guy that has a Lamborghini, I mean, I don't even know if any of the guys crack your lineup.
I took the same on both, not a dollar and the God Squad, dude. I love how we all went separate. I went Nino Ryder. So
he was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, like the reason why I took him on the free to play team was I had Beagle. So if you had Beagle, I just didn't see a value in taking Krejci. And then there was a couple other, like the defenseman. I am so over stick him up. Because I don't, we'll talk about that when we get the gameplay. But like, there are so many like abilities that you just can't trust. Like, I think Stick 'Em Up last year was one of the best, and I think early on this year it was pretty decent until people realized that if you post
it's still good, it's just
weird. it's not bad. I'm gonna have a video coming out this week going over like my tier list for abilities. I have it in the A tier. I think that it's no longer an S. If it would reliably work like it did in NHL 22, I think that it would be an S tier ability, especially because of the cost.
Yeah.
But it's just like, how many times have you poached and the person just got it right back?
Yeah,
like,
almost every time.
It's absurd. Like, you have to, the only time it works is if you are back skating and like they're in front of you, which is like you're in proper position. But like other times it will, it just simply will not. And even when you do that, half the time they just keep skating and it'll go through. But Dvorak was interesting because I thought that had like lineup flexibility, but he was just very mediocre, like across the board. It reminded me of like Crosby cards where it was like everything's like 90, right? So Unstoppable Force, Elite Edges is gross. Niederreiter's been phenomenal. So he's on like my fourth line, and I could probably remove him on not on the God Squad.
Rasmus Anderson, I think, was the other one, and he had like Seeing Eye, which
he
I thought of you though when I saw the gold Seeing Eye, but I know you probably couldn't justify having another gold Seeing Eye on your team. And I don't know. And then like we always have the infamous, my boy, I love him to death, Ville Husso.
Oh, dude,
former St. Louis Blue. But I mean, I've said this, goalies don't matter, but the one ability I feel like matters is butterfly effect, but we've already gone over this whole thing with goalies. It's the one ability that I noticed, though, more than any goalie ability, where it's like, it'll make the spectacular save sometimes, but every goalie, like me, I've talked to you guys about this until you guys are blue in the face. Like, it's not going to stop your goalie from turning sideways or backwards.
Yeah,
or
like,
upside.
That's the thing, man. Like, when butterfly effect, like, when like, it goes into play, it's very good in my opinion, for sure. But it's the same thing as stick 'em up, like Pochecks. It's like this is an animation thing with goaltenders, and like people ask me like who should hit net, and like this is the year where it literally does not matter, like because all of them get stuck hung up on the post, they go into the butterfly, they can't handle the wrap, like it is what it is. So let's talk about Nations of Hockey. So this was a 4-week event, and which is a drastic change from prior NHL events and how they've run. And people hate change. So people have become really sick of Nations of Hockey. And I find it interesting because when it comes to like MLB is usually like everyone compares it to, which is weird. I think maybe it's because like NHL dies and MLB comes out. So like a lot of the player base plays both. Whereas like Madden is like the same time. FIFA is like the same time. But anyways, in MLB, they do it content in like 6-week drops. Whereas like NHL, it's like every Friday, there's something exciting. In MLB, man, you can go weeks without like anything really cool going in the store. I know you get like headliners and stuff, but like, you know, it's not a ton. It's like, that's like a new primetime or whatever. But 4-week event, a little long. I like that it tied in with international hockey. The World Juniors this year is the best it's been in a long time. Like, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to it, but it is wide open. Like, there is, like, Slovakia, Switzerland, the Czechs look like a wagon. And in the U.S., like, it's just very, very good. And then you have Canada with, like, Bedard, who's just, man, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been okay, like, tying in with that. But how do you feel about the 4-week event? And do you think they should have done something different for it?
I don't mind it myself, honestly, like, because like I think if we don't even look at the MSPs, there were so many cards in like the 87 to 89 range there's like so many, right, with a lot of good abilities that can make people's teams. Like I use like that Jack Hughes. I pulled him. He's not an expensive card, but he has gold Elite Edges. Yeah. So like I use him on my first line right now. And there's like so many of those cards that come out where like I'm sure some of them have made your like free to play team. Like I'm free to play like they've made my team. So I don't mind the 4 weeks. Some of the MSP choices, like I haven't made an MSP this year, just because I've been hoarding for Team of the Year. But there's still like some really good cards, like that Forsberg card. He looks phenomenal.
I have him on the God Squad.
Yeah, there's that goalie that came out, I think like the first or second week. Okay, there you go. Right. So I didn't mind it. Because we all know it's just like serving the purpose of getting us through to Team of the Year.
Exactly. That, and I think that's, we'll talk about that in just a little bit, but like, I think that's the issue with NHL and content right now, is that everyone has become so aware. Like, I feel like this year, the casual player base is gone. So what's left is like the knowledgeable NHL fan. And then now you're getting a lot of Christmas players, because you can definitely see it. But you're getting like the knowledgeable player, and they all know what's happening. If you look at the market right now, it's a mess. Everything is super expensive. It's like everything is dried up because everyone's just waiting for Team of the Year. The World Junior cards, I want to talk about those. So those come out. They've been doing that for like 5 years now, where whoever wins gold gets +5. And there's a really nice little, like, I call it a hack. It's not a hack, where you could use Nations of Hockey collectibles and like 4 of them, and then trade them in for a pack, and then just hold the pack until Team of the Year comes out, because the World Juniors finish during team of the year, it appears. So you could trade him for Nations of Hockey collectibles and potentially get a 90 overall like Shane Wright if he's in your pack. And you don't have to make the decision now because you can just dashboard. Mm-hmm. I kind of wish they would do fantasy hockey cards. Like, full-on, like, Evos.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, that's the issue, right? Everybody waits for team of the year. Because that's the only, besides like fantasy hockey, the cards that'll still be on your team at the end of the year. If they didn't go fantasy or like Evos, like I think just another circumvention is to have these cards continue to upgrade throughout the year. Like if you get an MSP now, I think the max they can go up to is 90. Why not just do a plus one on every MSP every month, right?
Or like I don't know why that isn't just a blanket thing.
Yeah, right. For every MSP, like I don't get it.
Yeah, maybe that would deter people from spending money and like opening. I'm assuming that's a business thing. But have, yeah, like, it has you know to what I mean? Be. Like you would, yeah, because if you could go back and like all these cards came up, like there'd probably be like any event that doesn't have a banger thing. But like, yeah, I like all, like the choices. If they always pick someone like Shane Wright's good, but like I would love like Connor Bedard's like Evo. Start him at like 80. You know, they only play 7 games, right? Although he's got like 31 points, but like you know, it just would be. It would be really cool if they did Evos, because I've been watching the tournament, but I feel like you would watch every game if it was like an Evo, and it's very like, you know, I don't know, that would be something I would change. Or game day tilt cards, like just do a bunch of them, like, because the game day tilt cards now, this is an issue that NHL just struggles with, is like they just release stuff and now we're getting to the point where they like do not catch up to the overalls. Like 82 game day tilt cards came out last week. I don't remember what the two were. They each had one shot each and they were an 82 afterwards. And it's like,
yeah, there was only like one really good one. I think it was the Jack Hughes that went up like 6 or 7 overall, right?
Jack Hughes, and I want to say Trocheck.
Trocheck had a game where he had like 10 shots or something.
Yeah, it went up a lot. Yeah, nuts. And that was like the only one. But yeah, like I don't know what it is now. We'll talk about my site. Oh, we should probably talk about my site a little bit because it's coming. But dude, the bane of my existence is adding in these cards that are just useless. Like there is no point to them other than the fact that there is stuff to mm-hmm. say there is stuff. I would love to see the info on people using their favorite. Like, what are the odds someone pulls an 82 overall primetime and then uses it? I want to see the usage rate on that. And same with Nations of Hockey. Like, it would be cool. Like, why can't event cards minimum at like 85?
Yeah,
you know, and they've done. I'll say that they've done a great job at making cards. They understand the good abilities, and I don't want to say they're like meta, but they've understood the good abilities to make a card attractive, to make up for the low overalls or deficiencies in some things. Like, there has been a lot of choices where cards have come out, and it's like, man, that's not bad, you know. Right. And I think that's a testament. That's a good thing. But yeah, the Nations of Hockey event, I tried out Ayaka Toko.
How was she?
Dude, she injured Jay Beagle.
Yeah.
Like, it was hilarious. Could not get hit. Like, I had elite edges on her too. And it was really fun. Shot was cool. The issue was, so I want to talk about this. Yeah, I wanted to talk about this. Because we always like wonder how effective like, you know, unstoppable force is and truculence, things like that. She had gold truculence, and there was times where I would hit someone and like get a run and they would bump down to their knee for a second, get right back up. It wasn't like the big one, and even stumble animations, like they wouldn't do like the one where they're like, oh, like it's like a car accident. It was like they would lose the puck for a half second, but they were still upright and they would get it right back. So there is clearly a point at which height and weight needs to be a certain threshold before everyone gets checked. But I thought it was fun. Like, I told people when I was like, I don't want to see any complaints unless you've actually used the card. And it was fun. Yeah. Like, I think that it was kind of fun.
Yeah, I'd imagine she plays similar to, like, I have that 89 Marchand with gold truculence that I like a lot, but he's like 4 inches taller. But I feel like you guys won't appreciate this, but I know there's a lot of people that listen that watch comic book movies. I feel like we're using Ant-Man out there whenever they shrink down, but they still have the strength of like a grown man whenever I'm throwing hits with him. And Toko, or is it, yeah, it's they have the name different in the screen. Is it Ayaka, like Hitasato, or what is it?
I think that's a cultural thing. Like,
okay,
married name kind of something. I don't know. I don't want to get it wrong, but like that's what someone in my chat said, and it kind of makes sense.
I wasn't sure. I didn't know which name
I feel like they would be aware of that. Like, I mean, yeah. It wouldn't put it past them to make a mistake. But like, I feel like in game they would just change the name.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm not sure on that. But yeah, from the event, couple cards that the Mario Lemieux and Gretzky.
Lemieux has to be the best card in the game, right?
Unbelievable. Like it kind of sucked as like a Lemieux owner. Gretzky didn't matter because they essentially made the Oilers Gretzky, and like my Gretzky will just, or the Oilers Gretzky will just keep upgrading. So like I didn't feel that bad. But like I don't like Mario Lemieux's got to go up to like a 96 before that Canada one is worse than like his, you know, because like the abilities are wild on it. So. Yeah.
Good. He has best abilities, and I think in the game that you can have almost
for forwards. Yeah, like it's pretty wild. Lastly, so yeah, just quickly, Favre, Forsberg, Eichel. I think after Team of the Year is done, a lot of people are going to go back and make them. I've used them all; extremely good. So Nations of Hockey is almost done this Friday as we record this on Sunday. It is over. Nations of Hockey is no more. And we'll be on to Team of the Year. So, nice little segue. But before we get into Team of the Year, I want to thank our sponsor of today's episode, Gamer Saloon. GamerSaloon.com. If you are looking to get into wager matches, if you want to take on the Duncan Deli, all right? He runs his mouth more than anyone in this community. He wins the big ones. If you want to take him on in a money game and shut him up, please do so. Go to GamerSaloon.com. And, man, it's the most reliable and safest place to do wager matches. Please, for the love of God, if you get good in this community, do not do PayPal wagers. People will scam you. Do it on Saloon.
Dude, people even know for a while.
It literally has happened.
Yeah, it's happened so many times.
It's unbelievable. Please use Saloon. Link is down below. Go and sign up for an account. They give away a lot of free money and power hours where you can just get wager matches for free, basically. So check them out. All right, on to Team of the Year. So the big topic, all right. We got news. The nominees come on Tuesday at late 11 a.m. Nominees, I feel like it kind of pointless.
Don't say 11 a.m. We all know it'll be leaked at 8 a.m.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll be on the website or whatever. But
Wait. Speaking of leaks.
They leaked their own leak.
We've had leaks on PlayStation, PSN, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. We've had leaks on the game. Now we're getting leaks through Tinder. I just wanted to add that comment.
Oh, that's no.
That is an all-time NHL community moment. Like, in 5 years, if I'm still doing this, that will still be talked about. For anyone that doesn't know, our poor community manager, Clappy, you know, he was just, you know, looking for a little companionship on Tinder. And I don't know if it's someone's sister, so I have no idea, matched with him and said, hey, when's Team of the Year coming? And Clappy said, you know, January 6th. So that's an all-timer. And then someone screenshot and put it on Reddit, of course, because, like, you know, it has to, you know. And then everyone just dumped on him. So I feel bad, dude. Like,
yeah, I do. Because he said no, not Friday, as in this Friday. He really didn't say much. But,
yeah.
Dude, what do you like, if I'm him and I'm thinking, like, oh, I'm just sending a message on Tinder, like, what? Yeah. I felt bad for him. But
same, that is an all-timer, bro. I remember when I was, like, while I was streaming, I was getting, all I was getting is, like, is Team of the Year coming this Friday? I'm like, no. Like, while I'm playing, I'm like, no, it was confirmed, like, January 6th, like, not this week, via Tinder. Like, that was, like, a real sentence. Anyways. So, it is coming January 6th. We're getting the nominees on Tuesday. We still don't know if it's going to be position locked or not. I've been saying, like, this whole year, Austin Matthews is the reason why I don't think it is. Because
it makes the most sense for it to not be.
Yeah, because he forced his way in. I had some debates this week. There is some nonsense in the community. All right, I'm gonna put this to bed right now. There is no way that in the calendar year of 2022 that Austin Matthews could ever beat Connor McDavid at center if it's position locked. I apologize.
Ever.
I am a Leafs fan. I would love to see the Leafs win. I watched the Leafs probably maybe this season more than the Sharks because of how bad they are. I love the Leafs. But respectfully, Connor McDavid, what he's doing is like Gretzky era adjusted. Like, I don't know if we'll see, I don't want to say we won't see this in our lifetime, but there's a real possibility we don't.
Like, dude, he has 71 or 72 points already this season.
He's like, a 2 point per game player in the playoffs in the regular season. Like that is absurd with how good the level of play is now.
He's I'm the glad greatest you guys human ever this, to though. Play the game of hockey.
Yes.
Like if you built a player,
Yes.
Like we talked about this in Discord the other day. If I built a baseball player, it'd be Shohei Ohtani, a guy that's literally an ace and he can hit 30 and 100. If I built a hockey player, it'd be McDavid. If I built a basketball player, it would be LeBron because he's a freak of nature, height, and he can play point guard, shoot, you know, he can do everything. If I built a football player, I don't really know because football is a weird sport to do that.
It'd probably be LeBron again, let's be honest.
Yeah, to be honest, it probably is. Yeah.
It's a tough sport, but my bad, Kaz. So I was just like, I don't know.
No, I agree.
Yeah, sorry, my bad.
I was just saying, I'm glad you guys got this too, because I only streamed like a couple times this past week, and there were people trying to make the argument that McDavid wasn't the best player in the league. And it was like, well, you know, he has mostly power play points.
He won the Hart. Won the Hart and the Rocket Richard. And that's huge. But you have to remember that, like, some of the Rock, like, McDavid, I believe, has one less goal in the calendar year than Matthews. Matthews won the Rocket Richard, but you got to remember that. Half of that or more came in the first half of the season, which does not count. That happened last year. So, you know, but he is the reason why. He is the most marketable player in the NHL behind, maybe Zegras is close. I think if Zegras evolves into, like, you know, maybe, like, Zegras is, like, the closest thing we have to Pavel Datsyuk, right?
Yeah.
And obviously the cover athlete and all of that. But Matthews is probably the most marketable player in the NHL. Like, I bet you more people that don't watch hockey know Austin Matthews and Connor McDavid. So, like, I feel like because of that, Team of the Year is a marketing event. I remember when it came out in, I think it was NHL 20. No one knew what it was, and it was like, why we had Team of the Season. Like, you know what I mean? Or we had Team of the Year. I think it was called Team of the Year. But they changed that to Team of the Season when it came in. And it's, like, clear. They send out the gold skates. They do all, like, all this stuff. And
Andre's texting us pictures of Bennington.
That was a crazy one. Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know.
Can I tell that story real
quick?
Yeah,
yeah, please. That was
anybody that doesn't, if anybody wants a picture, you can DM me. I'll send it to you. I still have it on my phone. But I should have it, like, pulled up, honestly. But, I was skating with the Blues like the morning of, I practiced with them, or I can't remember. It was just like a practice or something. And I was getting undressed, and there's like a lounge area. And I saw Binner like walking with a goalie helmet bag, and he just like threw it. Like he literally just like tossed it on a couch and it was like laying there. And I was like, Team of the Year. And I was like, that's for the video game. Like what in the world? I took a picture of it. And I texted like you guys. I'm like, guys, Binner's getting Team of the Year like later today. And I was like, but I don't have any coins to go like buy.
That was it, dude. That was when you bought the nominee card,
whatever. And
then it blew up into the whatever, which is a cool format. Like you had to risk, it. But
I didn't have any coins. But he was a goalie, so it wasn't like you're really gonna.
You no texted really, me that I bought like five of them, but he didn't even go up in value.
Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah,
go up
like
price.
It's just, yeah. That was
really
was
funny because I was like, I tweeted it because I was a troll, and like. And Clappy like immediately DM me, was like, hey, like don't like take it down, blah blah, and then he sent me like a selfie of himself in the goalie mask, like it was Clappy in the mask, and I was like, you're such a dork. And then but it was just funny because I was like, wow, like that was it. And Binner never wore the mask. He actually wore it, the only time he wore it was in the All-Star Game skills competition shootout. If you go back and like watch it, he actually wore it in that thing. So it's kind of interesting, but it was actually kind of a cool mask because, like, I mean, I know Sleazy's like he's big on the card art, and I'll give him credit. Like, they had good card art that year, and I remember it was like the black and the gold like color that year. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty cool though. But yeah, it was just funny because I was like, I'm the video game nerd type of guy, and then I see that when I'm skating. Like, what are the odds?
No, yeah, like I said, so like it is like 100% for marketing, and I just don't like. I don't think position lock is good for the event because it is always going to be Connor McDavid and Cale Makar. Like, no disrespect to Adam Fox, but like, there's no one that is ever going to unseat those two.
You know? Barring injury, right?
Barring injury. Yeah, like that's it. Barring injury, or like the Oilers getting knocked out in the first round, maybe. And even then, he probably puts up 14 points. So it's like, you know, I just don't know. It makes it kind of lame in that situation. So I hope that it is three forwards, two defensemen, and a goalie. I truthfully do, because I think, okay, let's play it out. All right, Kesso, if it is, no, we'll do Padre first. Padre, if it is position locked, who are your three forwards?
See, this is the one, I have so much trouble with the wingers, because I think the center's McDavid for sure.
Yeah,
and then 100%. And then, like, here's my, like nerdy thinking about it. So, like, for right wingers... Like, I'm going to go Marner just because Leafs land, you still get the sales from all the Leafs fans. People still love Marner that are Leafs fans. And he's had a really good just calendar year. And then he had that point streak. He broke the record. But the problem is, and I don't know if I mean, it happened in your chat, so I can say it. Like, EA Hawk pretty much said, and he said in your chat, he's like, these were done a while ago. So when he said that, it made me think, okay,
they have to do it somewhat early
because of the skates.
Because they have to ship it out, but like the card art that goes into the game. Yeah. Like, the card art's in there. Like, if this game was on PC, you would know. Like, because it's in the background. It's in the console.
Right.
I would probably say that it's done by December 1st.
Right, yeah.
I don't know if I don't even know if it would matter. Because, like, Kucherov is, like, 25 more points.
Yes.
Like, I feel like everyone forgets about Kucherov. Yeah. Just, like, because I do. Like, I feel like he got hurt that whole year and everyone just forgot he exists.
Yeah, I have like a combination for like the wingers. So I would say like Marner, Kuch, or Kane. Like that. I know I'm not being like a good, you know, good, giving you a good answer, but then like left
pick
wing.
Pick one.
Okay, then I'll just say, then like I'll, if knowing that what we know from Hawk, I will say Kuch, like you, like, you know, yeah, just because it makes the most sense. Then like left wing, I'm gonna go Matthew Tkachuk, but that's another tough one just because it's like
there's three. It's him, Gaudreau,
Huberto. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could be one of those, but Matty Tkachuk, it's kind of funny. That's another story. Like, I texted him the other day, and I was like, hey, did you get gold skates yet for the NHL team? And he's like, what are you even talking about? And I'm like,
all right,
well, you get these skates because you were the best left wing. He's like, listen, I'll let you know if I get them. And I'm like, he's like, but that's funny. And I'm like,
all right. So he cross off Tkachuk.
He had no clue. And that was like as of like a few days ago. So maybe they get him this week. I don't know. That was over like the Christmas break. So I don't know.
That's funny.
Because I know how it works, like, with Binner's
Mask. Dude, what are you even talking about?
That's what he's like, what are you even talking about? And then the defenseman, I think we all agree with this, Makar and Yossi.
Yeah, it's Makar.
And then the goalie, I'm just going to go Shesterkin just because of the Vezina. So
I think it has to. I feel like
Binner was the one year where, like, it wasn't the Vezina winner. It was, like, this dude that just, like, came out of nowhere that, like, won the cup. Like, it was kind of like...
No, he wasn't Conn Smythe. O'Reilly was, right?
He probably should have been. I don't know. That was a year where it's like, it was so tough. Yeah. But yeah, that's my guess. So, Kessa, what do you think?
I agree with you on the Tkachuk if it was position locked. Like, I like him a lot for that. I think he'd have a good meta build, too. That's just kind of
being
nerdy.
I hope they make him a skater, bro. I hope they...
Yeah. Like, so, but I... Going without that, though, it can't be position locked. Because, like, we can all agree it's going to be McDavid, Matthews, Yossi, Makar, and then Shesterkin, right? Like, I think we have five that are locked
yes,
in.
Yes, like, yeah, that would be my guess. I don't know.
I'm clueless on who the third four would be.
I think it's Draisaitl.
It should be, theoretically, yeah, right? I really think it'll be McKinnon, though.
That's like, what I was always, not. I've been saying that, too, because the cup.
Yeah, like.
I don't think he's, that's, I mean, like, I don't know. He didn't win the Conn Smythe. Not that he was bad in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's still a great player. It's just like Makar had like an all-time playoffs.
I don't know. I have a hard time with McKinnon.
Dude, they had a year where, wasn't it like the first team of the year, like Kucherov, Hedman, and Vasilevskiy?
It was bad. Yeah, it was half the
like
team.
There was like three Lightning. So like, I don't see why they wouldn't do like two Avalanche players. Because I think if we do look at the calendar year, like those are the three.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, like, yeah.
Draisaitl's going to have that Malkin effect for like the next 10 years.
I know, it sucks, eh?
Yeah.
Like, if he was just out of the shadow of McDavid, he's like the best player on the team by far.
He's like the second best, you know, like player in the league, maybe. So,
dude, yeah. If Matthew, so with how good content has been in terms of making cards actually useful, that Matthews, dude, if they make him a viable center, like give him Quick Draw or Thief, like just so that he has like 90-ish face-offs. Like, because his X factor.
I think Hawk and Moose. I think they're good. They're great at their jobs. They will definitely make sure.
All right, let's pretend Matthews gets it. Guess his abilities.
Padre, you go first with this one. I'm thinking.
I'm gonna do make it snappy.
Okay, yeah, I feel like that's got to be on there. We'll mix that in the soup.
Oh, I'm talking about like all the abilities.
Yeah. What ones?
Well, I don't know how many abilities
they'll have.
They
four.
Do for...
Let's say they have four.
Okay, let's say that. What's the goal? All right, make it snappy, unstoppable force, silver quick draw, and then the gold I would say would be, actually I think the goal would be make it snappy.
Okay, yeah, I can mess with that.
And then like silver quick draw, silver unstoppable force, and then silver like or Schneid maybe, I don't know, because he's a shooter. So it's like I feel like they're gonna like shot. You know what I mean? Because shock and awe.
To imagine the game of Elite Edges.
That would be, yeah, that's
I think they're imagine, bro. Like, they're saving that one for McDavid, I think.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Like, I don't think they'll copy, like, Wheels again, because they did that last year. Remember, like, his X Factor had Wheels, but his team of the year didn't have, like, Unstoppable Force or something.
Yeah. It did. No, it's
yeah, it did. Gold Unstoppable Force, and his X Factor had Gold
and Wheels.
And it's funny, like, guys like Pollux, who are, like, really good at the game, like, he kept his X Factor just the way it was because he liked the gold wheels better than the.
Do you think that with how good cards are, like, every Master set, like, they have gotten a good combination of more than just one ability. Like, it's really hard to activate Wheels.
Mm-hmm. I stopped.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped. It's just so much that, because, like, there is so many good abilities. Like, Unstoppable Force and Elite Edges is, like, an unbelievable combo, but that's 12 points right there. Like, I do that on Gretzky, right? And, like, I have it on a few guys, like, on Niederreiter, too, on my No Money Spent team. Like, it's just very
difficult. That's more than half your points on two players, though, right then
exactly,
and
there. Exactly, right? Like, it just makes it very tough. Wheels is just... The only one I might consider Wheels on right now is Gartner, who is now the only...
99 speed,
he is the first 99 speed player in the game. As Padre goes and looks at the market for Gartner cards.
No, do you guys think... Here's a question. Do you think if, like, Yossi and, like, Makar are going to get Team of the Year... Do you think it would be bad if they gave one of them, like, gold truculence? Do you think it'd be, like...
Gold, yes. No, because it's got to be...
Like, you think it has to be tied to their, like, play style?
I think Yossi could get silver. I don't... Like, because at least he's a little bit harder.
It's tough because, like, what those two players are great at don't translate to good abilities in this game.
Like,
besides, like, Elite Edges.
Elite Edges, yeah, but gold Elite Edges... Oh, man, that gold Elite Edges on a defenseman... is really tough.
And it'll be different than his X Factor, right? Because he already has that.
His X Factor has Elite. I don't know if it'll be different because, like, I don't know how you give Cale Makar I don't know how you give him a different X Factor.
You
don't
think they give him gold wheels, do you?
That'd be a waste on a defenseman.
Yeah, it's tough on a defenseman. Like, you know what's funny? This off topic. Thrash has become a pretty good player, and he does this thing that he does it different than every other player I've played against. Like, he absolutely just crushed me. I don't think I ever lost him before this year. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I have. And he takes his defenseman, and literally it's like an X, like, from one corner to the other, straight line. And there's, like, once you get to top speed, there's, like, no hitting him. And I'm just, like, wondering if a defenseman got, like, high skating and had gold wheels, like, maybe. Like, but, yeah, like, it's just too much. Like, because I'd much rather have truculence. Like, 100%, like, on a defenseman, so... I don't know how you give a lead edge to Cale Makar. Like, I could see Yossi needs a help because his X Factor is awful. Like,
he doesn't have a usable ability.
He might have the worst four defensive abilities you could possibly have in the game. And, like, he needs... All right, let's build Yossi. Build Yossi, and that it has to be realistic.
He's going to have gold elite edges.
Okay.
He's going to have silver stick him up.
Okay.
He's going to have silver, like, send it up. Is that what it's called?
Send it, yeah. That's his send gold it. Ability now.
I know, and it's so bad. Dude, I was streaming the one day. You came
in,
you're like,
yeah, what? I was like, what are you doing?
Dude, I had 4 points left over. I'm like, I'm going to activate it.
Dude, what are you doing? For anyone that doesn't know, shoot the puck on the breakout, guys. If you're not good at it, learn how to do it. Never pass. It's, like, that's just the worst ability. Yeah. Shoot the puck from your defenseman up the boards. You will bypass whatever AI is there. Like, it is way better for anyone that is wondering why send it is so pointless.
I wouldn't even mind silver, like, quick pick as well on that card.
I think I would say gold seeing eye.
Yeah.
Or maybe gold seeing eye Makar.
That would actually be like, he does float a lot of shots.
Yeah, there. I don't know. I could see. I think
Yossi's gonna get gold 1T.
Oh God.
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Nuts.
I want to try it too.
Is there a good defenseman with a good left-handed defenseman with gold?
So Junior Penn's texting me the other day and he's already trying it.
He's got some silver guy that's
got he's got Borzi Sal. He's got Salaming and he has his 80 something Hut 23 and he said minimum of 85 slap shot power and accuracy with silver 1T. And he said that he was getting, like, tips to go in with it. But I feel like if Yossi gets a gold 1T, it might be like that Werenski last year.
Which was, like, the best card.
And that was the sick card. I still loved it, and Sleaze hated it.
I was playing a different... I'm simply playing a different game. That was an all-time bad experience.
So we have like the five that are like locked down. Here's another thing I was thinking about as we're heading into this. If some of these come out, right, and they don't have a good ability, like let's say like Yossi comes out and it's like a gold like thunderclap, you know, or something.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Or like, or there's a forward, right?
Yeah.
I think it's don't waste your collectibles to make these cards, because like we get to a point like in a month or two where there could be like a 95 Matthews, and then there's going to be a random release of like a 94 Matthews with like a gold unstoppable force, and like the random card's way cheaper, and it's a better card due to abilities. Dude, like I'm only making cards I know. Yeah, he is only an 88 right now.
No, right? No, Matthews 88, like random Nations of Hockey USA card, had Thief on it, and it like legitimately made, I don't remember if he had an ability that was useful, and he might not have, but like it legitimately made him a better, because Thief is such a good synergy. It is easily, it might be better than some of the plus one speed and acceleration synergies, but of all the non-skater ones, Thief is ridiculous, and it made him an actual usable, like good center. But you're right, man. Like that Tage Thompson, dude. I still use that Tage Thompson on my No Money Spent with Unstoppable Force, dude. Like that is why X Factors are brutal. X Factors come out at the launch of the game, and again, marketing. Like that's a real reason why they are in the game, and you know, and they can't give them stuff that doesn't make sense. Like shock and awe makes sense for Matthews. He has a gross toe drag. Like he's done it multiple times. It's something that he actively tries to do quite often. Makes sense. Pointless to have as a harder core player, even as like a non-hardcore player. Like it's just so like getting it off is nuts. But that's the issue with all these X Factors. If they're not going to be team of the year, like McKinnon, if he doesn't get team of the year, he has wheels, correct?
No,
he has ankle breaker, but he has silver wheels. Yeah, but he's so fast that like, and he's big that like it's okay. I'm trying to think of another X Factor that, would be like Barzal.
McKinnon would get, you mean?
Yeah, like but an X Factor that you can upgrade the whole year and okay with it. Like Barzal is probably,
I think, one. Barzal, Makar are the only two with gold, and then Hedman, stick them up.
Yeah. I just think with Hedman, it's not worth it this year, because I have him up to 87. I stopped. I think Crosby's one of them.
Crosby's ability.
If you want to use a smaller, like I don't use him, but he has like what, gold backhand, which is like 2 points,
and then he has double force and elite edges.
Yeah, Andy, does he have big tipper at some point too?
No, I hope they give it to him. Like he needs to have that next year. By the way, because like no, his Team Canada one does, the team of the week one.
Yeah,
I remember I got that and it was awful, but yeah, like there's only a few X factors. So after team of the year, oh by the way, guys, like if you have X factors like Kane, maybe Kaprizov, maybe okay. If you have Adam Fox, trying to think of another one. Yeah, I mean, even Pasternak probably, and they're tradable. Sell it now because the market crashed on X factors last year, right after team of the year when they didn't get them. Like it just fell off, and because like I said at the beginning of the episode, like the player base is so much more knowledgeable this year. Like, you're not going to see interest. There's no reason to upgrade an X. Like, if Matthews doesn't get it, if he doesn't get Team of the Year, and you did this last year. We just stopped.
Yeah.
Like, Draisaitl's close because they actually made him a viable center.
I have a good debate. Me and Kessa, I pulled Team of the Year, X Factor Ovechkin the other day.
So
is there any chance with a player lock? Is there any chance he has an outside shot at left wing because he broke the second all-time record? And he's
way back.
I get that. Trust me. But he scores, like, what do you have, like 40-something last year? He still had, like, 40 goals. I mean, he's still, like, scoring a ton. He's already at, like,
do that,
he almost has 30 goals this year. You know what I mean? It's like, he's absurd.
I think that if they do that, like, this event has to have some sort of, like, what's the right word here? Like, not back
credibility.
Yes. Yeah. Like it ha. Like, because if not, then it is literally just EA picking random to try and sell whatever. Because Ovechkin got a team of the year, like he's another X factor where
I don't know what to do with them
because his X factor is not good. Like the abilities. Right, like there will be an Ovechkin that will come out that's like 92 overall.
The truculence one.
I mean, that one that just came out is like 99 shooting. That is nuts. That's, I have that. I haven't used it yet. I might get it for my GWC team. I think that's like the second best left winger in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And like that's a reason why X Factor is just like there's no point in them.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But, like, I would sell them all, like, because, you know, if they don't win Team of the Year, like, this is when it really starts to fall down.
NHL 20 was the last year that they had – it was position lock for the forwards, but if you remember, the D was Burns
and Carlson.
Yep. But they were both in-game listed as right defensemen. Mm-hmm. So that was the last time they, like – there really wasn't like an announcement kind of – like, we didn't have a guys like Hawk around. We didn't have guys you could be like, so what was your thinking behind this? So I'm really curious to see, like, if they do waiver from it. But that was the last time that it wasn't, like, technically position locked. But it was for everything else.
I just, like I said, man, from the launch of the game, I just, like, I really feel Auston Matthews winning those two things. Like, if he didn't win the Hart and the Richard, and, like, he just, you know, had, like, the eighth most points, I don't think it would be.
What if they snub McDavid completely? Oh, my.
Yeah, if it's position locked, if they and he doesn't.
Like, that's, yeah, if they snub McDavid, like, this is why McDavid, it can't, like, again, they cannot not have, like, because then the event is a joke. The Leafs fans will be happy. And, like, he's more marketable than Connor McDavid, right? But, like, there's no, like, there's arguments to have Matthews in the Team of the Year. There's no argument for not for him beating Connor McDavid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Connor has to be in. So, you know, because it would be a joke. Regardless of his card being good, it would just literally be a joke at that point. Yeah. And I don't want it to be that. Like, the last thing I want to talk about the first of all, what was the format you would like? Position lock?
No position lock. It's a must.
I agree. I think it would be way better if it's just whatever, because all the best players are centers, or the majority. Like, a lot of them are just centers. Do you like the fact that the game revolves around this event?
No.
I can't stand it. As a creator, like, I'm going to probably do my best numbers ever on Friday. Okay? So, like, selfishly, awesome. Going to be fun. But, like, I can't stand that the entire narrative from all events leading up to it is just like, Team of the Year is coming. Like, I don't, it's just boring. Like, and I don't know what the fix would be, because they'll never remove this event. I would assume this event pulls the most money of any NHL event, even more than Team of the Season. When Team of the Season, because Team of the Season, I would say, like, half the player base is gone. January 1st is when the player base is at its highest. So, like, do you, like, I don't know, man. I just don't like it anymore. But I don't know how to fix it. Like,
yeah.
Cause,
bring back Movembers.
I guess, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know why they ever got rid of him.
It was just a weird, like...
I loved it. I thought it was
great,
awesome.
Great cause, and there should be an event for it. But, like, why was that the one that, like...
That was
like
the event, right?
It's weird. Like, it made no sense. Like, why was that the one where they got?
I liked it for me, because, like, I was like, oh, I can get, like, one of those, and then I'd have it for the whole year.
Remember NHL 18 when, like, they had, like, 10 new Evos every week?
Oh, yeah, like, they would release them randomly. Like, dude, I remember one day, Crosby and Ovi got one, I think, like, one
Gensel,
random day.
And, like, they would just, like,
yeah.
It made no sense, but... All right, let's move on to the NHL 23 World Championships. GWC, the Game World Championship, has now become the NHL 23 World Championship, so we're going to do our damnedest to call it that going forward. The first event is about to kick off for it. It's been pretty convoluted and a little confusing in terms of how the event's going to run, but I think a big plus so far is that there's 30 club... There is 20 times more events, essentially, and a lot of ways to compete and qualify and all of that. But the first one that's about to happen, if you haven't registered by the time of this, I believe it's too late, but is the All-Star event. So it'll be like a Hut Champs. We don't know if it'll be 25 games. I would assume it's 25 like it was in the past. But the top 16 on every leaderboard for this event that starts on January 5th and runs to the 8th?
8th. I think it goes to Sunday at midnight.
Yeah, I believe it's Thursday to Sunday or Wednesday to Sunday. And, yeah, so if you are the top 16 in the leaderboard, win-based, at the end of that on your console, you'll enter into a bracket, and then we'll play all the way down until we get one champion on each console. And those four people will qualify for the GWC later on, and they will also fly to the All-Star Game and compete at a little mini tournament, which is awesome. I'm super stoked that they are doing more of these. But let's talk about you guys are the competitors. I'm the voice. All right, I'm going to cast the biggies. One of you is going to get there. I got faith. I hope. So what's are you guys ready? Do you feel prepared? And what's going on as from a competitive player standpoint?
Padre? I don't think. Padre, you have more interesting.
I want Kessa. I want Kessa to go first because I got a long-winded thing.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. I don't think anybody's ready. I played Gren the other night. I told him I think we all suck at the game. I don't think
I agree with that.
Yeah,
it's weird, man.
Yeah. There's I don't think anybody's ready at all.
The amount of randoms that are just good. It's crazy.
I haven't played anybody where I'm like, wow, this is a really good player, because every game just revolves around those random poke checks that go back to your player or something. So the only thing I'm doing, I'm just trying to play some scrims against some of the people I've played in the past, Miso Trippy, Aves and stuff. I'm just doing that. I think I'll be ready.
Fully committing for this event. So this event is win. There is no moral high ground, glitch wraps, all of that. From your scrims and how you've been playing and how you think you're going to have to play against guys that are going to be your competition or, near the top end, is it all just behind the net?
No, I switched to Crash.
Okay, well, do you play behind the net?
A little bit, once they start to cover that. So, my whole entire strategy, I've switched it a little bit. I'm trying to play off the rush a lot more. Because I'm not as good as some of those people that play all day at behind the net. So I'm good at stopping it. I'm not good using it. So I'm trying to mix in a little bit of that with Crash the net. So if I can contain them, and just do counter punches, score off the rush or something, or do something like that, score a glitch goal like that goal line shot or a rebound. I played Gren the other night pretty well doing that. I was on 80 ping, but he had the puck the whole game, but I was able to get a few quick rushes and do just fine. I think I can contain anybody.
Before I forget, I think I actually found a goal.
You did?
I legitimately think that I have not seen anyone do it, and I scored. I got 15 wins in champs this week, which is by far my best on PS5. So not old.
It's hard.
It's been very difficult. But I had a couple It is, if it is a glitch goal, it kind of sucks that. So, full transparency, Eki has been doing. I am so, I get so excited when I see creators doing stuff that A, I didn't think about, and B, they're just killing it in that. So, I was scrolling TikTok. I love TikTok. We're getting off topic, but I mean, Eki's going to be in the World Championship. So, I just want to forget about this. So, and he's going to be on the podcast this week with Reg. So, stay tuned for that as well. He has been posting these deke tutorials about specific deeks on TikTok. So I'm scrolling, and he's got the controller on, so you can see it. He's got the mod thing where you can actually see how to do it. Great idea. Is gonna absolutely explode on TikTok. So props to him, because I wish I would have done it. But he had this one where he was showing even the toe drag by moving the left stick, the one you skate with, to the direction that you're dragging. It does this actual sidestep thing. So that was one. But then I saw one where it was you're on the backhand and you basically do a toe drag. So you go, if you're left-handed and you've got your right stick to 3 o'clock and you drag it to 9, it does remember last year we had this one where you tap L2 and do it and you do this huge jump out in the middle. Okay, so that it keeps all of your speed when you do this deke, this stride deke. I'm gonna call it the stride deke. Do this stride deke. But if you right at the end of it, if you are just inside the blue line and you make this stride deke into the middle and you fire low far side, dude, I was scoring from 5 feet inside the blue line regularly. And I'm doing this Hot Champs run. I'm like, boys, I think I found something here. And it sucks because, like, this is a bad one. This is not a good one. If so, kind of excited that I found my first goal because I'd have never had one. Polgs has one. You know, the cookie wrap is like thing, you know. It'd be kind of cool. Have my own. But it sucks. Yeah. Going to break the game. So there's that. But yes, sorry. Back to World Champion. Like, and what is it about Crash the Net that you're, like, that it does more than other ones?
Can you still hit the Polgs play with that?
I haven't tried to.
I can with Overload now.
You can with Overload now? So, like, I haven't tried to, and I'm not that good at it, so I'm not going to waste my time on something I'm not good at. I think they play a little bit better off the rush, and that was the main thing, that just to get some chaos around
do.
In that.
They do, for sure.
Yeah, so, well, like, I needed that. Net, right? And another thing I found, too, is, like, Sleeves, you mentioned it earlier, and I didn't want to, like, get into a tangent, but, like, you mentioned how Thrash controls his defenseman, go, like, the whole way. So, like, a lot of the times I'm trying to enter the zone, like, with Crash the Net with my defenseman, because if you post up high, you just get three forwards, like, going right there. So I'm just, like, firing a saucer pass, like, mm-hmm. and hoping for the best.
Something I'm trying to get better at is, I see you do it almost all the time, and Thrash actually did it to me. So the sauce for the rebound, because I'm noticing now, I don't know if shot power is higher, but when you go low far side for a rebound, it almost always kicks out. And I don't know, maybe it's the goaltenders now have better rebound control.
It always kicks out
to the corner.
The rebound glitch doesn't work as well anymore, right?
No, but when you saucer it, like when you send a saucer at the goalie's pads, that gets you what you want, where it like kicks right out like 2-3 feet in front of the goalie.
And they also sometimes do that really dumb animation where they're like trying to hug the post. Like, yeah. I don't know if you've seen that. Yeah, yep. Like there's a lot of weird stuff.
So yeah, like that's something I'm trying to actively get better at. So I could see Crash Net being really impactful for that.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I'm going to go with it because I think everybody, here's the thing, everybody's running behind the net. Mm-hmm. And everybody, I think, is at least in like the top levels, are learning how to defend it pretty well. So like if I can't run it as good as like Polgs or like whoever else, like there's no point for me to run it.
That's true. That makes sense, but that'd be different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got like a ton of club tournaments and things like that. Are you going to try out any of the club tournaments?
Yeah, I haven't signed up for any yet, though. Like, because I don't know when the deadline is. I was going to wait. I'm going to avoid, like, February. Okay, so I'm going to avoid, like, the... Yeah, I don't even think I can play in it. The big ones, like, with, like, the Tampa Bay ones, like, a mm-hmm. huge one. I'm just going to sign up, like, randomly, maybe. Find some ones that maybe not a lot of people are playing in. Like, a lot of the people, like, I know. Just because, like, I don't... this is the worst I've ever been. Like, I get 16 wins in champs, and that's like my ceiling right now. It's like awful.
For everyone that doesn't know, so every team has a club event, and if you win that club event, it happens on different weekends starting in February all through March. If you win that, you automatically go to essentially the round of 64 that's in April. You're basically competing to be like, you're in a best of three to be that team's representative, and you don't have to worry about qualifying in the open play, like the Hut Champs style NHL 23 World Championship thing. You don't have to worry about any of that. So the club champions are happening through. Again, you want to go to Battlefy, battlefy.com/ NHL 23 will get you that tournament. If you go to Battlefy's website, you can see all the info there. Padre went back to old gen. So give us... explain to the people why and so, what is the difference is.
So like I'm a kitten pretty much. I'll use that word to describe it. I made fun of a lot of people for doing that last year, but I will say this: Geimer, Jose, Polgs, Josh Fearless, Duncan Demon, Own the Blue, even the guys that got banned. They're all good enough to win the whole thing. I don't mm-hmm. think I'm good enough to win the whole thing anymore. I still think I could, like, give me a bunch of Andes, Randys, whatever you want to call them, all the way to the finals, and I play Kesto in the finals. You never know what could happen. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You don't know, especially with this stupid game, right?
Lebanese man 69 sitting on the draft stage in Montreal.
Geimer and Uninstall, I bet you they would both agree, until they had to play at the LAN, they probably would tell you they played nobody up until they got to the LAN. And yeah. I'm just saying, it's a joke, like how that they reward the old gen. I'm not disagreeing. I know it's a joke of a way to do it. Like I said, my whole mindset with it wasn't so much like, I'm going to win the GWC. Like, it was more of like, the way they have the club championship set up, I'm glad they have all 32 teams involved. That's great. Whatever. I'm not knocking this. I don't like the fact, and this is just me, I'm doing this for me, and people like Kesso and other people that have kids, like it's going to be tough. And me and Kesso both talked about this because we're both dads. It's like, I don't know how. And like back in the day, I could do it. Like my wife, I'd be like, or she's my fiance at the time, whatever. I could be like, hey, you know, she's going to go shopping for 4 hours on Saturday while I grind this tournament. There'd be many tournaments that me and Kesso played in. I can't remember what year it was, NHL 18 or 19. We play every Saturday and Sunday. And you would literally play the entire day. And you could get to round number nine out of 12.
Because those are like 11 hours long.
Yeah. And you could win on Saturday and then get to Sunday. And you could get round 9 of 12 and lose and get nothing. And so my thing is like, okay, so now I'm a dad. I have two kids. I only play pretty much at nighttime. Like, and they're all asleep. But I can play when I want to play because Hut Champs, you can play whenever you want. So my thinking was, okay, my team's not that great anyways. I don't spend money on the game. I don't grind like squad battles. I don't do anything. I just play like Hut Champs, just like Kesso, free to play. My team wasn't great anyway. So I was like, okay, I'll restart. And no offense to people on old gen. They're not very good. You can restart your team.
Player base, yeah. The majority of the competitive player base is migrated to new gen.
Correct, because 3 years ago when the new console came out, everyone's like, oh my god, I have to get the new console because you're going to need it. Well, we didn't need it. We still don't need it. And it's embarrassing that it's that way, but it is what it is. Now, I switched back over, I restarted my team, got my Christmas card, and I've done like pretty good. Like I don't even have that good of a team, and I'm dominating. I have like maybe 5 losses the entire time. Like the thing that bugs me, though, is like I said, like the way it's set up is you're going to have to put in 5 hours on a Saturday at least. And it's going to be a ladder. So that means for anybody out there, you're going to hit a play a game button. Me and Sleaze both hit the play game button at the same time. We match up. We play each other. The top 32 from that get moved over to Sunday. I think I can easily make that. It's not about like making it. The problem is once I get to Sunday, it says it starts at like 2 o'clock and it could go until X time. I've done a million tournaments. I know exactly how they work. People don't get in the lobbies quick enough. People go to overtime. People dispute games. People's Xboxes don't work all of a sudden. People need to go do. I mean, there's a million reasons. I don't want to waste 7 to 8, 9 hours. And I'm not even kidding you when I say that. There was a Caps gaming tournament years ago that started at 11 a.m. It wasn't done by 7 o'clock at night. I literally had to forfeit my game because I had to go to a Blues game back when I was the E-Bug. And I was playing Pens in like the semifinals. I had to forfeit my game because I couldn't finish my tournament. That was like 9 hours in.
Yeah.
I don't have time anymore. And this is just me, like I said. This is my reasoning. I just don't have the time anymore to put in 5+ hours on Saturday, 7+ hours on Sunday. And then if you ask, okay, well, if you don't win the club championship, you still have the open play. Yeah, you're right. I do. No, the problem is the open play, and you guys know this last year, there is so much cheating, win trading, manipulating, discords, you name it. So much cheating to manipulate the in-game, it's for lack of better terms, like a Hut Champ leaderboard. There's going to be 14 spots per console on new gen. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to skip the club championship. I'm going to go old gen, and I'm going to compete for the 60 spots that are on old gen. I mean, it's a joke to say, but I mean, for my life, it's just, it makes more sense to me because I still want to play the game. I'm still pretty good. And I still think like, you know, I still want to be able to compete and partake in the event. I feel like for my life, that's the easiest thing for me. Like I said, you could say it's a cop out. You can say, like I said, if I make it all the way to the thing, I will call myself the biggest you-know-what in the world if I make it somehow to one of the lands, and I will make fun of myself.
I'll do it on the broadcast.
Yeah, like, I'll make fun of myself the whole time. But like I said, I did it more so for my livelihood. I think it'll be easier for my life.
For anyone that isn't fully understand, so essentially with the club championship, you lock up a spot for that team on new gen, right? So there'll be 32 of them already gone. That means there's only roughly about like 28 to 30 open play spots. And open play is like Hut Champs. Yeah, so it's like Hut Champs. Yeah. Whereas on old gen, because you can't win there's no club championship on old gen, you have basically there's 60 open spots to make like the bracket and then the play-in.
If they don't have the leaderboard migrated by then, which I doubt they will, I talked to the guy that's in charge of it. He said it'll be 14 spots on each console. That's like nothing. Nothing.
That's tough, man. So,
and you know that five West Coast guys will take 5 spots. You know that a bunch of Frenchies will take 3 spots. You know that it'll be so much cheating. I'm telling you right now, it's a mess.
I am going to state this now. That if I find out, man, I don't snitch. I don't say anything about anything. Like, I stay out of my own business. But if I catch people trying to, like, cheat and win trade, and there's, like, legitimate proof, and it's very easy to tell, all you have to do is get EA to actually look at the... For anyone that doesn't know, guys, when you play a game, your IP literally pings into the API of the game. and EA just doesn't release that. In sixes, EA releases that, and that's how you have league gaming, all right? But it happens in 1v1. So when you are constantly matching up against the same person, it is very, very easy to go EA going 930, Rant Padre, match up against Kesso Pagani at this IP, DNF finish. 40 seconds later, same IP, match up again. Like, it's very easy, guys.
Well, like,
and I will do my damnedest to catch anyone trying to do that. I'm going to make sure, and I will be the police officer for this event, because, well, Padre did go to old gen, and I think, I mean, like, there, it definitely does make sense when trying to actually win the tournament. Going to old gen is definitely the weaker competition, and I don't like, not what you did, but, or what you're doing. You know, it sucks that there's a part of the tournament where it's like not trying to be the most competitive, because I want to see, like, as again, like, I'm the voice of the event, hopefully, knock on wood, and I want to see it. The reason why I like the event is because it's always best on best, and somehow, some way, it has been the same two people the last 3 years in a row, which is like just unfathomable considering how bad and random this game can be at times. But the getting there, man, like, I want this event to be the most competitive it can possibly be, because when the biggies are playing, like, man, like, Josh would play Gren and stuff, like, it was just fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it is. And when
I
you
still
get,
think their series like 3 or 4 years ago,
dude,
was the
I was
best
there.
One ever in like TWC. Yeah.
I remember sitting in Sportsnet studio watching that. Like, when this game is played, and everyone can be like, oh, they're just trying for glitch goals and stuff. But when you understand that they know exactly what to do, and the other person knows exactly what to do, and it's just. NHL is not like MLB, where it's breaks in between pitches, breaks in between, like, you know, clutch moments and all of that, like playing the video game. Even Madden is mostly knowledge-based. NHL is constant motion. Like, you cannot have a mistake. So when you get two dudes with, you know, 50 grand on the line, like, it's just fun. Like, that I find entertaining. And we all play the game an exceptional amount. We're all addicted to it.
It's random.
So I want to see the game. This year is going to have a lot of bad goals.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of bad stuff, and I can't wait to try and cast through that, because I always try and, like,
it's gonna be difficult for you, because, like, I don't know if this rumor I heard was true a few years back, like high opsity, I don't know if it was, or at the NHL, I don't know if it was Bettman or something, like unhappiness with the product that was shown during the GWC, right?
I know it was the first year when they were Pittsburgh.
Okay, like, maybe that's what I'm thinking
was,
of.
Yeah,
but, like,
was,
I can't really imagine, dude, I can't imagine the reaction whenever it's like the general public's like watching this and some of these things happen. That, like, you know, maybe it's that one glitch that happened to you, Sleeves, where your guy's like in the T pose or something, just going around the ice and you can't do anything.
Yeah.
That's likely to happen. Like, there's a lot of things that are likely to happen during this, because they happen every 5 to 10 games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you and Grizz have a tough job, because you're just gonna, like,
you just gotta laugh through it. Like,
you have to laugh,
like,
through it, or act like it's not happening.
Exactly. Yeah. There's nothing you can do. Like, so, like, I this year is definitely gonna have some bad stuff. But, like I said, man, I just want the tournament to be the most competitive possible. And EA is still making sports games need, like, I understand that people can't afford new consoles and stuff. It is hurting the gaming. This is a whole other topic. It's hurting the gaming industry, by the way, like, very badly, that developers simply cannot afford to not dumb down their games for the old gen still 3 years after launch, simply because they can't not have the sales of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have to have the sales, especially sports games, because they rely on the game sales so much, especially NHL. So, you know, the fact that it's still on all four systems, like, that kind of, you know, holds the NHL kind of hostage when it comes to the tournament, because you can't as an organization, you can't be like, hey, you can't afford the new console, too bad. Like, that's not inclusivity at all, right? And, like, I understand that from a business perspective and just, like, getting people to play, you need to have the access for everyone, but it's tough in that sense.
It needs to be the I was just gonna say, it needs to be the most competitive tournament there is, period. There needs to be, like, no, like, cakewalks, like going to old gen. There needs to be, like, no cheating in the
game.
There's
an interesting way, you know, like, that you could do it, because I don't know how many streams there'll be, things like that. But when you got down to the final 16, if you have the game on new gen, you can play the old gen game.
Right.
So, like, you could literally just play the old gen and have EA send the 20 cards out at the draft. Like, the
or
draft
you just
stage.
Make it versus all the way until the draft stage.
Yeah, if
that
it's not shown
most
on stream, if it's not shown on stream, then yeah, again, you can't market the event and show it on stream using Tampa and Tampa. Like, it's
I agree,
an awful 100%.
And Chris Dahl, you told me that at the All-Star game. Yep. He said Tampa versus Tampa, Pitt versus Pitt. And I 100% agree. The problem is no one streams. Like we talked about, I talked about the joke a few weeks ago where people put a picture of their faces up. They do that,
yeah. I'm talking about the actual NHL.
No. And I agree. Yeah. And like that's what I'm saying. Like the Hut draft part, 100%. It's I enjoy the Hut draft part because there's actually some there's some like creativity to it.
You get Junior Pens in there and it's a mess.
Yeah, it just there's some like, you know, but it, like that's what I'm saying. It's just there's so many flaws with it with like the old gen, the cheating, and like to use an example of the cheating, like last year, like Avez made it almost to the LAN and he wasn't even gonna be in the tournament because two cheaters got disqualified because they were playing on other people's accounts and it bumped him back into the bracket. That's what I mean.
I love it.
When people don't understand the cheating though, like that's the stuff I'm talking about. Like that's the difference. Like 1 week I got bumped out of the top 32 because, and I'm just gonna say that I don't even care. Andy the Princess, love the guy. He's hilarious. But he win traded with 2 minutes left in the event and got two wins in the last, right before the ticker ended. But the thing is, there's a disconnect between EA and the NHL and then that in between. And there's nothing that like.
I'm going to do my damnedest to bring that together.
Listen, I will help you because I hate that stuff. Like it bugs me. You know, and some of the people
If you are a competitive player, understand this now. I will not seek it out. If I hear that there is win trading happening and you send me the info, I will have the appropriate people take a look at it. I'm not saying you're going to get people banned. I'm not going to do that. And again, I'm not going to go out the way and comb through all of the recents and like that. No, I have like a life. I mean, well, sort of. But like, I'm not doing that. And like I said, I'm not a snitch. But if I find out and stuff like that, I will go and make sure that that is checked into because I that stuff can't happen, especially with all that's on the line. Like the tournament is only expanding and, we just don't want, I don't want that look. Like I want the tournament to be
this. If you have to do that, you're not good enough to win anyway.
You're not.
Well, why do you do it? I don't get it. That's something that makes no sense to me. All the manipulating and cheating. It's like and even the Discord. Like, listen, I was in Discord with the top players. I get the whole thing. Kessa, we were probably in the, I don't even remember. Like,
yeah, I don't have a problem with that at all because Discord's like, so
is, I get it, but it's, yeah,
I don't have a problem with that at all. One thing I wanted to add whenever you're talking about going back to the old gen, I think there's a couple people that like earned that right. Like I know Eki does that every year, right? He doesn't receive any criticism. I think he's proven that he's the best like EU player. Sure. That's a fact. I think it'd be fine. I don't know if Regs is doing it this year. He earned that, right? I think he did. Like I don't know, and this is just me, like I'm prideful. I have an ego, but like I also like want to earn things the right way. I would
say what you will about John Wayne, but like this is like the he would, you know what I mean? Like John, like the competitive part, like the competitive.
Yeah, aspect. Like if I'm gonna make it, like last year I had to make it through. Like if I would have made it, I would have had to make it through Saphir and Riggs.
Yeah.
If I switch with Geimer 1-1 our brackets last year, I likely lose to Gren and at the LAN. It's like all likelihood, and that's nothing against Geimer. You could say the same thing for like uninstall, but like once they make it that far, all of a sudden, like they're in like that same tier as those guys. And I just think, you have to earn something at some point.
I agree. I do agree with that. The one thing, good change that's kind of underrated, that's kind of like, I don't think being talked about enough. There is only four people going. I think a big issue and a big problem with the NHL 23's World Championship or last year's GWC was that they were bringing eight. And everyone was upset that the best eight weren't there necessarily, like who you would consider, because people got easy runs, they went to old gen, all that kind of stuff. There's none of that. They are only bringing four. So even if you go to old gen, if you make it out of that, there is enough players on old gen now.
Yeah, now there
at
is.
The top end, at the top end, that if you make the top four, that's phenomenal. And I think that's a great change because, again, that means it's the most competitive. Like, adding in more people is cool. Like, giving more people the experience, 100%. But there's a lot of happy to be there, right? Like, there was a lot of happy to be there last year, and then you had Regs and Gren. And, like, all eyes were just – everyone was just, like, waiting for those two to win. And that's what ends up happening, right? Like, you know. And I think that this year, with only four people making it, I don't think it matters if you went to old gen and new gen. You know, you will have an easier time getting to the – final eight or final four for the old gen, but then actually winning it is gonna be
not if you're on Xbox because Regs is there, right? So there's no chance, like, if you're
if you're on Xbox, I apologize, you are gonna go through my boy Justin regularly and he is a confirmed alien, so you will lose. All right, so this episode's run a little bit long, but we'll take it quickly.
I'm good if you guys
want to. Okay, so we talk about gameplay pretty much every episode. I was coming up with ideas for the episode and I want you each, we'll start with Padre first. Give me the one, only one, okay? gameplay change that you think is if like only one thing could be changed about NHL 24 in terms of gameplay, what would it be?
Goalies, period. Okay. I already said to you guys the other day, they need to strip down the goalies completely from the bare minimum again. Freaking fly me out to Vancouver. I'll do you mocap. I'll do mocap for you guys. Like, I don't even care.
Imagine that. Like, that'd be so cool if you did.
I mean,
that.
Like,
who did they use? Like, Eddie Lack?
Yeah. Well, yeah. They use some, like, college kid, like, years later. But, like, I mean, I've done goalie camps my entire life. I could easily. It's not that hard. It's just goalie movements. It's just. But
do you think it's the animations, like the actual like motion capture, or do you think it's the like, so they added in ESHL animations. Do you think if they just went back to 22 or like the prior 8 years?
Yeah, if they just went back to last year's goalies, like, we'd be fine right now. I think we would. I mean, fine, take away the back doors, whatever, okay. Like, but I think like we wouldn't be as mad playing the game because like I told you guys earlier, like there's no point even having a goalie sometimes. That's why I think like the best players in the world, like Regs and Gren, they're gonna get screwed in GWC at some point this year. Because their goalie is going to be turned sideways. My goalie was laying down the other day in a spread eagle on his stomach when the puck was behind the net. I don't know why he was, but he was. And that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Dude, like, I did the joke a few weeks ago when I got my goalie stick and my gloves out and I did the paddle down.
Oh, yeah, the live demonstration.
Just the awareness of the puck being around the net maybe and then putting it like just I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's
the goalie. It is clear the AI goalie is trying to decide between a human animation and a goalie animation, and it was not fully finished. My issue with NHL 23 is that even just with the goalies, they had an idea, and they worked on it, didn't finish it, shipped it. If they just would have been like, okay, goalies is not going to work because we haven't figured it out fully, let's hold that back, we'll release it next year. Okay. Like, I legitimately think the game would be in such a better spot. Like, because everyone's like, oh, the back doors are gone. The fact that you can't score one timer that isn't in the crease is actually wild. Like, I get that it's been the same goal for like the last 20 years, but good Lord, like, I'll take one timers in good spots. And then I'll just be like, I'll just laugh to myself. I'm like, oh, I'm stupid. Like it was a bad play to do. Like, it's I agree with you. Like, goalies being fixed is probably my fix too. Okay. Kessel, you can't take goalies. What would you fix?
Yeah. The physics engine. Completely. And what I mean by that is the stick physics, whatever.
It's like they're gone.
Yeah, like, so something's broken in the game. Like, so the stick physics are broken, but also like the hitting, like the collision detections are like really wonky. There's certain areas on the ice, I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this, where you're skating with a forward, maybe down the boards or down the middle, and he like hits an invisible wall. And he looks like he's skating, but he's not. And then he slows down, and then you like lose the puck. So like, I'm guessing I would have to go the physics engine because I think that's applicable like everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Like the lack of I've never gotten an answer on this, even from the Game Changer chats. There's full transparency here. Like last year, the stick in physics, I remember when it got added in, I was super excited for it because I was certain that this would be one of the biggest changes that EA could make for the game. So anyone that doesn't know, the stick in physics was. The player model and the stick was all one. So you'd get those times where you'd get close to the goalie and your stick would go through a pad or go through the boards, or you would lose the puck because your stick went through the boards. And what people did not know is that to make up for the lack of realism, they made it where you couldn't pick up the puck for like a half a second because it was still in a penalty for it being through the boards, right? For not being in position. And that caused a lot of issues. Like, why did I lose the puck here? People don't understand because it was never explained. And then this year, it's like, it's sort of there, but the amount of clips I have where the puck goes through a stick that I'm intercepting.
How about my goalie's pad the other night?
Padre had one where the pad went, he shot it, and that happens in World of Chell. That is the issue. Like, they are trying to make the gameplay uniform, and I can appreciate that, but you cannot launch it if it is not working. We are beta testing the next year's game for the gameplay.
It's a full price game.
Here's my thing though, Sleeves, you've mentioned before, like what would be the biggest thing that changed like gameplay, and that's like the addition of strategies, right? I think a lot of us would have been fine if we had like an adjustment of 22 gameplay with added strategies, and in the background, like Pete and them are working on like huge overall adjustments that aren't into like 25, right? Because like right now, we're just getting betas. That
is literally what we are in terms of gameplay. I've told Ben
when Ben is, for anyone that doesn't know, Ben Ross was the gameplay developer, the main gameplay developer for the last like 8 years. He's moved on to FIFA, and I'm actually pretty sad about it because he, if we agree or disagree with him, at least he, you know, he was very passionate. They're all passionate, but he just was obsessed with it. Maybe that's not the right word, but like he was obsessed with it. He had an idea and he did everything he could to make his idea work. And I think that like you can, there's a respect.
He,
for that.
I really liked how he treated every single customer. He would have like a conversation with them.
He was like a small,
it was nuts. Yeah. Like
he's like a small business owner running Coke.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it really was. And I didn't even deserve, like back in the day before I was in the program, like I'd complain about the game. He shouldn't have given me the time of day, and he did. So like he was amazing.
Yeah, it was nuts, and he's moved on to FIFA. So, but a lot of his ideas, like last year, stick and physics was a big thing. It's just like gone, and but like I think in a couple of years, this is a good thing for the game because I think it's so dumb that gameplay was separate. World of Chell existed, and Hut exists, or 1v1 exists, and the reason why that's so dumb is you're splitting your devs. A small dev team is now completely separate, and you've got to have dev team working on gameplay for World of Chell and working for 1v1. When everything is on the same page, you can have the entire dev pool that does gameplay stuff all in one, and I think that's really good. But it was not finished. It was not ready. It was, you can see it every day that you play five games. There is something that, not just the classic, like, I was in position, my guy didn't make a thing. Like, this is broken stuff.
Well, and it's not even, like that stuff, too, but, like, the AI. Like, the defense that doesn't read, like, a 2-on-2 and they're, like, stuck at the blue line. How did that get broken, like, year over year?
I don't know. I'm sorry, but I was going to try and say before all this was... No. I'm all over the place. I think that if they add in 3 to 6 strategies, so let's say they double it. So I'm talking behind the net, crash net, and overload. If they added in 3 new strategies, like completely different ones, that would change the way that this game is played more than any other physics, you know, anything they could do. Skating engine, it does not matter. Because if you changed and added 3 new strategies, just 3, not even custom play, like you could have multiple different ways to play the game. Someone's using behind the net, and you know, but maybe you're not effective at it. Maybe there's some crazy ones that for shooting, like, you know, like someone who likes going for point shots, like have a strategy that allows like the wingers to like reverse back and forth a ton to set stuff up. Like it would make the game so fresh, and it's nuts that it is not some, it's because it's not in the back of the box feature. That's literally what it is. And
I would love a strategy. Just park 3 people in front of the net. That's it.
Yeah.
If you had 22 with that idea, I think you'd have a pretty good game. I'm not saying it's the greatest game in the world. I know you didn't like 22 yourself.
I hated 22.
But I just think that it was a fine, like, there was nothing that was...
You're about to say it's a fine game.
Like, the biggest thing that, like, we all bitched about with Ben was always, like, the puck pickups, interceptions. It's all we ever complained about last year was...
We were trying to make it sim-based.
Yeah, like, why can't my guy pick this up? Why can't my... Like, but if you had more strategies and stuff like that with that game. Like I said, I like the goalies last year. I don't know. I hate the goalies this year so much. And I'm a goalie, so I'm just like that. Yeah. I really look into that stuff, so it really bugs me. It really grinds my gears.
The goalies, in 22, there was no glitch goals. So the reason why I didn't like 22, not because I didn't have glitch goals to do, but there's only 3 strategies, and you only really use behind the net because overload wasn't viable because tips weren't really a thing.
Like what last if year. Tipper was good last year? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like that's, yes, because like a big, say like what tip shots allow you to do is people that sit collapsing protect net, and you have the entire point open. Like even if D2D one-timers don't go in because they only did on the specific side in 22, but the fact that you could just go for tip shots because there's 50 guys in front, and that's right. What you would do in the real thing. Like,
right.
Brent Burns would fire a wrister.
Imagine if you had Big Tipper this year, and you could still mix in an Ovechkin 1T on the other side. Mm-hmm. That would be nice. Yeah. It'd be a nice balance. It'd be nice to have a tic-tac-toe passing play.
There was no...
Throw it over.
There was no way to create time and space, though, in 22. That was my biggest gripe with it. Like, it was very... you know, pochecks and bumping was so prevalent, and there was no like deeks that allowed you to hold on to the puck kind of thing. Whereas now you get like where you get stuck in like a stride or whatever, and like some guy goes to bump you, and like it's like he's like covered in butter, like you know what I mean? Like where it's dumb in you know, in terms of realism, but like at least it's for a video game, it like kind of makes it fun because you can create time and space. But I don't know. It's gonna be tough in terms of something that I like gameplay wise that I would like to see fixed.
Oh, those are like D to D one timers got to go in. Once
every
in a
now, every now, and every then. It's now zero out of 1,000.
And that I think that we've gone away from what we basically scored the same way or a variation of the same way for 15 years. But when you look at like what they are trying to do when you were cycling the puck in the real thing, that is what they are trying to do. Like in a perfect world, if a team could get a wide open one timer every time that they get in the offensive zone, that is what they would do. Right. And it's frustrating because you can't always defend it well. And some people, that's all they go for. And sure. But like one timers go in, you know, it's yeah, it's very weird. Like I just wish some of the real normal shots would go in. But yeah. The last thing we want to talk about is just some questions. Did you have one? Was there one there? I was going to say, guys,
there were a couple questions, but I think it more in general moving forward, just because yes. There was just a couple like small ones. So I think next episode,
let's do next episode.
Have any questions, just leave them in the comments in the YouTube channel.
Yep.
We'll pick a few, like, because we used to do that. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I agree. Doesn't have to be about NHL 23.
No.
Can be about anything.
Top five. Dude, the top five lists in the summertime are my favorite episodes.
I think those are my favorite episodes we've done because it was just like.
I can't wait till we get into the dog days of summer and we got to find out what Padres' top five favorite TV shows are. I bet they're all over the place. I can't wait.
We have that's the summertime. I think is going to be fun because that's when I'm going to be able to get some real banger.
We will be able to get some big guests on in the summertime too.
That was another thing too. Before we get to the questions, like we're kind of, I think we've all kind of talked about, like we're gonna focus, I think, more on like the video game stuff from here on out, but we're gonna mix in some guests here and there. I think like the real hockey stuff's like good, and I think ultimately, like eventually, like that might be like a thing we go down, you know, more deep, I guess, but with the time that we all have, I think we all agreed that the video game thing,
people, we're just addicted. You guys are all addicted to Hutt.
It's hard. That's what it comes down to, I'm man. Sure you feel the same way. It's like, you know, we have like, you have two kids. I have a
Could
kid.
Could you
like,
imagine
both
if I had
young.
A kid? Like, how would we?
When would?
Dude, if I had a kid, when would we?
Hey, but this is the thing. Like, you guys have, and I'm smaller than both of you guys, and Sleaze is huge, obviously. But it's like, and I know you guys probably get the same question. Like, when is the next coffee and chill? When is the next, like? And we it's kind of like, hey, whenever we get together.
We are forcing it. Yeah, we are forcing it. We are going to
record
on it.
The holidays were tough. We were all sick. We had families. We were, you know, and that's understandable. But we're going to get back to it. We're going to be more consistent. We don't know if like we'll have a day per se. We're going to try to.
No, we are going to record on Sundays. And if one of us can't make it, we're just going to power through. So Tuesdays is when we are going to release the episodes, because I think that it's only fair to have it come out the same time. It needs to come out the same time. So
for
we
sure.
apologize for the...
But basically what I was going to get to is like, we're going to try to keep it more like the video game, you know, focus, but we're going to... And we'll talk real hockey here and there, but I like... And I'm still going to get the guest on. Like, I think it'll... Because it doesn't have to be always... video game, I think.
Well, yeah,
because
I think our original thing was like bridging the gap between like the game and like the real sport.
Dude, I had a dude on Twitter tell me that I said, I apologize for all the awesome Matthews fans, but there's simply no way McDavid is not going to be it, even if his position locked. Dude said, McDavid did shit all in the playoffs. Like, the amount of kids that play this game 40 hours a week and just do never tune into hockey kills me.
I don't get it.
He led the playoffs and he only played three rounds. I was just like, I was like,
no,
like,
but it's yeah. That's
we're
the kind
trying
of stuff
to
that,
educate. We want
yeah,
to
we're
educate.
Trying to like we're trying to bridge the gap. But like I said, I think it'll be good because we had Jeff Merrick on, and I can get more guys like that. We made a list of guys I could, you know, splotch in here and there. And I think when it's more of just a random guest of that, I think people will enjoy it more. So I mean, I'm still gonna try to get some guests like here and there, and like this upcoming episode, we have
Eggs, Regs, and Ecky.
We have Ecky and Regs. Like, we're gonna do more of those kind of things too. So I think that'll be good. Strap but like guys. I mean, if you guys down in the comments like that idea, I'm sure you will, because the views and the comments seem to be bigger on
you
the
guys
video
game. Eat up the Hutt podcast.
We will keep obviously doing it, and but if like you guys like that idea, just like let us know. But yeah, Kesso, go ahead and start with some of the questions that I guess you'd like that
I was just mentioning next week we should start
let's start it next week. Let's do it next
okay
week.
Okay yeah
we're
yeah.
at an hour and a half. This is our longest episode ever, maybe.
Yeah, people ever. They don't care, people love it.
Yeah. I'm going to bed. I finished my Hutt champs, dude. Apparently you play Rivals at 3 a.m. That's your thing.
I gotta get ready for NHL 23 WC, you know.
Oh my god. All right, well guys, we will have a recap of the World Championship every single weekend as now we're getting into it. Thank you guys for listening. Episode 61 will be out next week. Thank you for watching. Peace out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.